we thought when we were in talks, we were under the illusion, yes, that something would be sorted. That the political system had agreed that this issue should be dealt with, and we had support from all political parties. In fact, on the Oireachtas debate of the 2nd of October, there was over an hour and a half discussion, and all were in support with it. So we did, in naivety, maybe is that the word I use, think that this would definitely have been sorted or something positive been produced. But unfortunately not. I mean, what we were seeking is respect and recognition. We just want acceptable conditions comparable with our own department pay colleagues, nothing extra. And for the WRC at the time, for the department to come back with an offer of 1.5% on the rate, which it's just not acceptable. They were not taking into consideration any of the conditions that we were actually looking for. So we just want our access, the same pay and conditions as our colleagues on department paid and our ETB schools.
September saw a protest outside Education Minister Joe McHugh's office, coupled with a one-hour work stoppage. This Friday, I understand, is a full day of strike action. I suppose from your point of view, it has escalated because the government simply aren't listening.
Well, they just don't seem to be listening. As I said, that protest day and outside Joe McHugh's office and our other day on the 20th of September, we had gained a great response, as I say, from all political parties and from Education Minister himself, Joe McHugh. And we were under the illusion that things were going to be sorted. And we did at that time, we did withdraw from our industrial action when we got into the talks at the WRC. But unfortunately, when they came back with that offer, we have no other choice but to go ahead with this on Friday.